Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, we have a wonderful guest that's joining us here on the Vet Blast podcast. And we first and foremost want to thank our friends at Wedgwood Pharmacy for supporting this great conversation. But I love hearing journeys on how where we were and where we're heading and where we're currently at. And so joining us is the CEO of Wedgwood, Dr. Alejandro Bernardo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Christman, for having me here. Looking very much forward to our conversation.
Yeah, likewise, my friend, likewise. And to the listeners, Dr. Bernard is a DVM with over 25 years of experience in animal health. Alejandro's leadership is driving Wedgwood's mission to support veterinarians and innovative solutions and exceptional care, from compounding medications to advancing the future of pet health through technology. And with a career that spans globally roles at Zoetis and Mars Veterinary Health, he's dedicated to improving outcomes for both veterinarians and the animals to care for. And Alejandro, we're so glad that you're here. And I always like to kind of take a little step back and talk to me a little bit about your background, because you have a very interesting background. So not only are you a fellow veterinarian, but you've held leadership roles at some of the industry's most well-known companies. So tell us a little bit about your journey from a veterinarian to where you are today at Wedgwood.
Thank you so much. I feel very fortunate and privileged. Because my story and love for animals started from very young ages. I grew up, my family has a dairy farm, and we had lots of pets at the farm as well. So that was kind of an easy way for me to dive right into knowing that I wanted to be a veterinarian since I was very, very young. But then my passion for large animals and dairy cows in particular led me to graduate school. After vet school, I came to graduate school to Texas A&M here in the U.S., and that led to me working at a large dairy corporation in Colorado. During that dairy, I went from kind of a medical role to a more leadership role, and that's when I got interested in combining my passion for animals and science and leadership. And that led into the great opportunity that I have had of learning a lot more about that from great companies like, as you mentioned, Pfizer Animal Health, that then turned into Zoetis, Mars, Petcare. And I'm delighted to be here at Wedgwood today.
Yeah, that's fantastic. My gosh, so many great roles. And through your tenureship in the leadership roles, I'm sure you've seen so many changes in the veterinary industry. So what kind of changes do you think, will be most important for veterinarians to consider, say, the next 5 to 10 years?
I mean, so many that when I hear myself say that, I feel old saying it, but I've seen so many changes, and I see so many changes happening today, but I see them all as great changes. And if I have to pick one, it is how the demographics of pet owners are changing, and also the technologies enabling the demographics and veterinarians and other caregivers today are also changing very rapidly. Most of Gen Z are the majority of pet owners of the future, and they want to be more involved. They want to be better informed. They want to be more active in playing an everyday more responsible role as pet owners. So to me, that is one of the biggest changes, because it changes how we see the individual needs of pets, how veterinarians should think about responding and serving those individual needs of pets, but also how we all leverage technology better to serve those needs of the new pet owners in more holistic ways. And that means not just in a physical visit, but through digital channels and in many other ways. So this generation is not only more committed to the right care for their pets than previous generations, which is great, but they're also more demanding and they're also less loyal. So that makes a good challenge on all of us to make sure that we respond well to the needs of that new generation.
Yeah, they're so tech savvy. They really are. They want answers yesterday, right away. And They want things delivered, you know, if it's medications or whatnot, they want stuff right away to be actively engaged, is what I always say, in the treatment process and the plan of how their pets being treated or whatever they're being diagnosed with. So, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we do have some challenges in the profession. All professions have them. And, you know, what are some of the most pressing challenges, would you say, veterinary practices face today in meeting these new standards of care that we have?
You know, when I was, you know, on your earlier question on kind of my journey, one of the reasons why I was so excited to go into the Mars Pet Care position when I was responsible for veterinary hospitals in Europe and Asia is because after learning for many years the value of innovation in animal health through Zoetis and Pfizer Animal Health, I wanted to learn more about what's the life like inside the veterinary hospital and what is it like to, you know, lead, consolidate, and run veterinary hospitals. And one of the main things that I learned is how busy the world inside the veterinary clinic, you know, is and how overwhelming it could become if there's not the right if you don't have the right systems, processes, and, you know, and leadership overall. So I would say that one of the most pressing challenges, Dr. Christman, is how busy veterinary clinics are, how busy everyone is in those clinics. And then as a result of that, how important it is for veterinary clinics, vets, veterinary technicians, and the entire staff in clinics to learn to use different channels and ways of solving for the needs of pet owners and pets. This is what encouraged us at Wedgwood, for example, to launch Blue Rabbit as a home delivery platform, because we believe that the right way to solve the needs of veterinarians, pet owners, and their pets on their care is to use multiple channels, is the vet office, is online channels, is digital channels, so that we can, you know, telemedicine, there's many other technologies that can be used to sort of balance out what should happen in the clinic and what could happen outside the clinic.
And yeah, you bring up a good point too, because, you know, we're so busy in and out of the facility in the hospital, and having the Blue Rabbit is awesome. I think that's great. And I hear it around the country that, you know, there's burnout. That's a thing. So, you know, what are some of the suggestions that you can offer them to, you know, improve mental health and work-life balance?
You know, that's another thing that I got to experience firsthand during the years that I was leading a network of veterinary practices in Europe, is how real that issue is, how important and how painful it is for our profession. So I would say, first and foremost, for all those medical leaders of independent practices, or for those leaders of groups of practices that have not already made this their top priority, first and foremost, they should. I'll start from there. Then the second one is, obviously, you know, I wish there were an easy answer, and there isn't. There's not a one-size-fits-all. There's not easy answer. Because the needs of every member of the clinical team in a veterinary practice are different. Some members are more concerned about their hours. Some members are more concerned about their pay, their type of pay, paid by salary, paid by production. Some may be more concerned about their own development, their ambitions and their careers. So in my experience on that is that it only comes down to one single thing. And this is, you know, what I learned during those days running veterinary hospitals. It comes down to the leadership in the hospital. It comes down to leadership in the hospital, to the right leaders paying the right attention, not just obviously to the quality of care provided to pets, but to the quality of life and careers that they can provide to all the employees in the clinic. Now, I also want to mention that there are phenomenal organizations out there that do, you know, great things to raise awareness and provide tools to make things easier. Organizations like Not One More Vet and Hope. These are organizations that do great things. We collaborate with them, and I strongly encourage everyone to, again, support those organizations as well.
Yeah, they do great work for us. They really do. And, you know, so you mentioned earlier about technology, which is an exciting time to be a veterinary professional to the listeners tuning in, because there's so many great advancements that are here and on the horizon, of course. And it's transforming the way veterinary care is, and, you know, trying to be a little bit more efficient and applying those personalized approaches, which is what I love too, as a dog dad with four dachshunds. Give me that customizable care and I'm all yours. I love it. So from your perspective, what are the most exciting technological developments currently shaping our field?
I think, tied with the earlier point about, how busy practices are, how busy everyone is, how complex it is to deal with that traffic, that volume of patients, and also the appetite for more individualized care, which is the right appetite. Technology, I think that the first development that is great is the ability to integrate things with systems, is having practice management systems smartly integrated with your online pharmacy, with technologies that can help, manage, the notes from a visit, that can, keep records in a better way. So that integration of medical care using technology, I think, is one of those great advances. Coming from almost 18 years from the animal health of innovation, obviously I am a big believer in the importance of innovation in animal health, and veterinarians and patients continue to benefit every year from the innovation that comes to the industry, both on the therapeutic side, also in the preventative side, and also on the diagnostic side. So I'm I love to see how every year we're able to diagnose diseases easier, faster. There's better wellness and preventative tools available to veterinarians, and better therapeutic needs. And then if I continue going down the path of technologies, AI, I'm a firm believer that AI used correctly could be a huge enabler of efficiency in the clinic by managing, patient records in a more efficient way. But also I've seen the power of AI in the world of diagnostics that can enhance just the value that specialists can bring in many different fields. So I think technology, I believe, is going to be a great enabler of better care and more efficient practices and more engaged pet owners as well.
Yeah, I agree. And if we can get it to all communicate and connect to our practice management software system, would be amazing. I know not all, but most are doing that or something, but I think that really does help with workflow efficiency big time, especially with AI that's here. And so, okay, so let's look ahead now. And, we talked about technology, we talked about innovation, we talked about some challenges in the profession, and cut to where your awesome role is at Wedgewood. And, how are you shaping the future of Wedgewood to meet what we were just talking about, the changing needs of the pet owners and helping veterinarians not only provide top-notch care, but also running their practices more effectively?
I mean, first and foremost, we receive hundreds of calls every month from veterinarians asking us for specific medications that they need in order to serve the specific needs of their patients. So first and foremost, I want to make sure that we continue to do that for veterinarians, to continue to develop and put in their hands the medications that they need with the quality that they expect from Wedgewood, which we are committed to be the highest possible quality. The second thing is that in a market where demands for individual medicines is growing, we need to keep up with that. And we've been making significant investments in capabilities, space. We have 503A pharmacies. We have outsourcing facilities. So we continue to invest in making sure that we are well-equipped to produce the medicines, again, with high quality, in the volumes that our clients need them, and to deliver them when they need them in the time where they expect them. The other thing that we're investing a lot of time and efforts and money in is that technology integration. Because one thing is to have a medication available for a vet to prescribe, but it's equally important, we believe, is to have that prescription to be to have the right level of compliance, because nothing works ultimately for the pet and unless that medication actually makes it to the pet, you know, in time, in the right dose, and with the right frequency and with the right length of treatment as indicated by the veterinarian. So with Blue Rabbit and many other technologies, we are committed to making it easier for the vet and the pet owner to make sure that every script that is written gets to be delivered to the pet, you know, when needed, so that compliance is 100%. Because that way, you know, veterinarians and pet owners can enjoy, you know, again, the value of the right medicines to improve the health of their patients. And then, you know, last but not least, you know, education is super important. Education on, what are new ways of treating pets, what are new ways of managing prescriptions to improve compliance. So we're committed with education by ourselves, but also in partnership with other institutions. Like, you know, a good example is with BRACI and the RACE approved continuity education programs. We love to, you know, to work in partnership in those areas and continue to provide, you know, valuable information to vets in their daily practice.
Yeah, you really do. You make such a great presence in that. And I do want to thank you and Wedgwood for that, to support the education for veterinary medicine. I think it's just so crucial to have that visibility and presence there. So thank you for doing that and supporting the profession the way it needs to be supported. So thank you. And, you know, as we look ahead, you've already established so many great, wonderful things in your career. You know, and as we look beyond the immediate future, what legacy do you hope to build for the company and for our industry overall?
No, thank you for giving me the opportunity to comment on that. I came into the role and I feel like everyone here at Wedgwood, we feel privileged with the trust that we have from thousands of veterinarians, hundreds of thousands of pet owners that have chosen and continue to choose Wedgwood as the source of their medications for the to solve the individual needs of their pets, the pets under their care. So for me, one of the legacies is to continue to maintain and grow that trust, to continue to, for everyone to continue to see Wedgwood as the pharmacy that will deliver the medicines they need and with the quality that they expect. And on top of that, it's also the company that now, with the new technologies that we are incorporating, that is providing the easy-to-use, seamless tools for veterinarians and pet owners to get those medications when they need it, every time they need it, in an easy and seamless way, through home delivery, through reminders, script renewals, refills, etc. Because as important as it is to have the right medication, it is to have it and to have the pet owner make it easier for the pet owner or the animal owner, in the case of horses, to deliver those medications. So that's what we expect to deliver. That's why we're committed, as I mentioned, with innovation, with capacity in our pharmacies, with the best talent that we recruit and that we engage and retain to provide the best service, and with the technologies that are going to enable that whole cycle.
Oh, it's wonderful. Beautifully said, my friend. You know, I was just thinking when you were talking about this, I had a client years ago, I'll never forget this, this really opened up my eyes. And it you know, I sent her home with 3 weeks worth of antibiotics. And I said to her, it was a hot spot for her golden retriever, one of my favorite clients. I love her so much. And I said, just want to see you in 2 weeks for a recheck. She says, no problem. She comes back and she brought the bottle in. And I said, the skin doesn't look any better. And I go, what happened? And she showed me the bottle and she's like, I didn't want you to yell at me. She's like, I can't open the bottle and I couldn't pill my dog. And she's like, I didn't want you to get upset with me. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and things like that make you realize, oh my gosh, there's so many different formulations. We can help you with these things. Like, she was afraid to put a pill inside the dog's mouth. And I was telling her all the different options that are out there. We can make a treat. She's like, really? I said, yeah, did you know? I'm like, what does he like the most? Like, we can make a chicken flavor, beef flavor, whatever you want. And we did that. We compounded it. It was Wedgwood. And
thank you.
Yes, it was Wedgwood. And it opened up her mind. And she says, thank you for letting me be a pet parent, not you, the doctor. And that really stuck with me, because sometimes we realize as veterinarians that, you know, do this twice a day, do this way. And it kind of chisels at the human-animal bond a little bit. And when you have stuff like this to make pilling and administering things topically, whatever, easier, you get to enjoy your dog and cat the way you want to enjoy them.
That's such a great example, Dr. Chrisman. And you know, when we talked about earlier about education, doing it ourselves and partnering with others to educate veterinarians and veterinary technicians is very important. But this example also raises the importance in something that we want to continue to partner more and more with veterinarians on, how to train and educate pet owners. They want to be better pet owners, but sometimes they just don't know. And there are multiple channels and technologies that now are available to us to use, and to use better for them to do what they want, which is to be better pet owners.
Yeah. There's hospitals now. I was just at a lecture a couple of weeks ago, and they said these hospital intake forms will also say, how do you prefer to administer medications to your dog or cat? And it creates a conversation. They're like, what do you mean? Like, everything's just more. Well, no, because then the next question is, does your dog or cat prefer marshmallow or chicken flavor? It's already creating that conversation to now, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I don't have to worry too much about administering whatever it is to their dog or cat, because they already want them to be well educated that there are options available, and it's not a one size fits all for all. So I just think that I've never seen that even just 3 years ago, but now more hospitals are doing that, and I think that's great, just to put that top of mind that compounding is around, we're here to help you, and there's some great options out there.
Exactly. That's the nature of veterinary medicine.
Yes.
I mean, if many species, many sizes of dogs, cats, specific needs. And that's why we exist. We exist here to help veterinarians solve the medical needs, but in ways that make it easier and more effective for pet owners to deliver those medications. And I feel very grateful, Dr. Chrisman, for hearing what you believe in, which is so much in line with what we believe as well. And also for, again, giving us the opportunity to share our views through your very important channel.
Absolutely. No, thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Alejandro Bernal. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for all the great work you have done in this profession. And you're just getting started, my friend.
I feel like I am. Yes, I'm thrilled to be here. And by the way, I would love to hear from you and everyone. I mean, you can reach directly, but everyone, we have an email that I keep, reading the comments that I want to have your viewers have access to. It's called CEO, CS in Charlie, CEO@Wedgwood.com. I'd love to hear comments, recommendations, anything. We're all in the same boat of providing better care for pets in any way that Wedgwood can help that. I would love to hear ideas and recommendations.
Wow, that's very gracious of you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in, for joining this great conversation. Thank you to Wedgwood for supporting this conversation, too. If you want to learn more about them, check them out online, wedgwood.com. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Chrisman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.